you know, doesn't quite have full strength in the shoulder, but it's just something minor. And hopefully starting next Monday, a week from today, that he'll be a full go. I know he's going to take his equipment home when he goes back down to Minnesota and try and skate with his high school team for a couple of days. And those players that aren't coming on the trip will go back to Oates for 2 days and have practices, and then we'll give him that 3 or 4 days off. But he should be ready next Monday, full go.
Coach, what can you tell us about the new commitments, the new recruits?
I can't say much today. We have most of them in, but just because of the our travel schedule here and whatnot, we're going to try and get that at a later day. I think we got them all in but one, and that one should be hopefully in either today or tomorrow. So I know the young man has signed that. So we did get everyone we signed that we put out there, and that's not always the case. So it's good that we have all the recruits, and we like the players we have. Most of them are having a terrific season so far. So we'll get to those at a later day. We're putting something together right now to release, and then we can talk about that on a later day.
Sounds good. How about this question is, what aspect of the team has improved the most, and what aspect of the team has improved the least from last year's team?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I think I'm concerned about defensively. Anytime you give up 8 goals on a weekend, that's the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, last year we were lights out defensively, number two in the country. So that's something that we continue to work at and that we have to get better at. That's a combination goaltending, mistakes, turnovers, I guess, as you will, not only by our defensemen, but forwards also. And then I think what we've gotten better at, I don't know if we're better at any one thing as a team, maybe just are coming from behind. We didn't have to come from behind a lot last year, so I like our stick to it, our perseverance, and our ability to come back. And I think that's one thing that I might say might be better than last year. But we didn't have too many of those situations where we had to battle back last year. But already this year, we found a way to come back in third periods when we're trailing in the third period. And I don't know. I'll have to look at that. I think there might have only been one time where we came back to win the game last year when trailing after two periods. So that's a good thing about this year's game.
Here's an interesting question, Coach. There are a lot of parts of the hockey game that are coached, specific parts like goaltending and defensemen. Do you ever foresee a scoring coach having a place in the game of hockey?
Well, there are, and I think we do some of that also. Obviously Gary Shuchuk was a prolific player in college hockey, played in the National Hockey League, and won some championships. And he's really good, actually, with our players, similar to Billy McCall was. So they actually do a lot of work either before practice and after practice on being around the net, just little things, little tips, little pointers, whether it's stick position, where to go, where to shoot on goaltenders. So we do work on that. But I know the National Hockey League is really, some teams, specifically I know the Chicago Blackhawks, have really done a good job of expanding their coaching staffs and bringing in, they have a guy, for example, who just comes in and works with their centers on face-offs, just face-offs. And, and obviously they have other coaches that work just on their skating. So no question, obviously that league has access and the rules that allow them to do that. But we have to, whenever you're hiring a coach, you have specific things you'd like them to be able to add to your program. And I think Gary's done a nice job coming in and not only working with our forwards and we're talking about scoring, where to position yourself and where to shoot the puck, but working with all our players.
Next question, Coach, is with all the ties in the league right now, a lot of the columnists are suggesting to move to a 3-on-3 format like the NHL has done in overtime. What are your thoughts on that?
I have mixed feelings on that. You listen to some of the comments of the players, and I forget who it was. I think we just talked about it just being Carlson defenseman from Ottawa. 3-on-3 is just a bag skate, a conditioning drill.
Yeah.
There is a lot of skating involved. It's pretty interesting to see the comments from some of them. And I don't know. I don't know, because I think what you do is you see the same players. You limit your bench. You're not involving all the players on your team, similar to a shootout. You might have a few more players that get involved in the game, but I'm not sure on that. I don't know necessarily if the best team is always winning, because you're you're going down to only a few players on the ice, you know, and it favors a team who maybe has a few more skill guys. And I think the NHL is, you know, they're looking at it. I know they did a lot of research looking at it from the American Hockey League before they went to it this year. So it'll be interesting to see if they continue with it, but I'm not sure if that's the way to go. I like the five-minute overtime, and you know, possibly maybe I'd be more in favor of a shootout, even though that's, like I said, it's just a few players involved in it. So, I have mixed feelings, but I like it the way it is in our league. 5 minutes, and then if there's nothing, then just a tie.
On behalf of the tournament organizing committee and the Copper Country Junior Hockey Association coach, they would like to express their gratitude to you and the Michigan Tech Huskies hockey team for their support of the Monstrous Mites hockey tournament held at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena this past weekend. They had 16 teams, over 150 kids that are 8 and under participate from across the UP. The team provided autographed posters for all the participants and even included video messages for the kids from you, Coach Pearson, Cliff Watson, for the big screen. And the smiles on the kids' faces were apparent all weekend. So they really wanted to thank you and the program for what you did there.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And I know they had some locker room tours and whatnot, but I hope we can expand that tournament and grow it. And I hope that all the players and all the kids had a great time up there in the Copper Country this weekend. And it's a great game, and anything we can do to help the youth get involved and enjoy it and get to experience a tournament in an atmosphere like the MAC, I think that's great. I know when I look back, I really enjoyed the tournaments and getting to hang out with your buddies on your team and whatnot. So they're welcome. We look to do anything we can to help strengthen the Copper Country Junior Hockey. I know our guys had to sign a lot of posters, but I give them credit. They didn't complain at all. So, but that's tremendous. So thanks, Dirk.
All right. We're running out of time, Coach, so we'll get a couple more in here. The league has one set of rules. What is the process for video exchange for non-conference games?
Yeah, what you do there is you just communicate with the other school and then talk about would you like to exchange games. And we did. I think we gave Michigan State our Huntsville games, and they gave us their New Hampshire games. So we exchanged two games each, and most schools will do that. I haven't run into schools not willing to exchange games.
Seems like Tech has more jump and hustle and look like they played their best hockey of the season. With that kind of effort, it looks as though they would be just about unbeatable, especially if Jamie is on top of his game, important as they could put a run together here. Do you feel a run possibly coming on, Coach?
Well, I do. I like this team, and that could happen at any point. And we have all the ingredients. We just still need to get everybody on the same page, pulling the same direction. And I think we're finding some things out about some players. I thought Mason Blacklock took a huge step forward. You know, Lucchini scored. You know, I get Patty Anderson involved in the game. Les Bronson-Hanen and have seen to take another step forward. So, right, there's a few other guys we've got to get going, but I really like our team overall. And I think we'll continue to evolve and grow as a team and get better. And what I like about this team is they we've got enough guys that know how to win. They've been there. They understand it. They know how they need to play. We just got to make sure we're getting everybody in line, and we can easily go on a streak if we get the goaltending that Jamie gave us last year and earlier this year. I can foresee a long streak, so we're capable, no question. But you got to play every night, Dirk. Every team in this league, like I said, is real good right now. There's not much difference in the teams.
All right, Coach. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. Big weekend against Fairbanks this weekend. Two close games last year. We won in overtime. Obviously, one goal game. We won in regulation and one goal game. In 20 seconds, Coach, can you sum up what we need to do?
Well, you know, typical road game. You know, we're going on that Olympic sheet. We have to get accustomed to it in the couple days practice we have. We have to use our speed. We have to stay disciplined, eliminate our turnovers, play defense first, get good goaltending, you know, stay out of the penalty box. All the things we talk about all the time. But we need everybody. We have to use our depth. And I think that's one thing we have an advantage over most teams is I really like the depth on this team.
Game time 11:07 on Friday and Saturday night. Pre-game at 10:30. Stay up late. We'll also play the games back on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Coach, have a great travel up there. We'll see you up there. And go Huskies. That's Mel Pearson, Sean Mix 93.